Unit 10. It's important to have a healthy lifestyle. Section A.
Language goals. Talk about what is important to you. Compare lifestyles and behaviors.
1A. Check the things you think it's important to do. A. To talk with parents. B. To study hard. C. To spend time with the family. D. To get enough sleep. E. To spend time with friends. F. To help out. G. Not to play computer games too much. H. To talk with teachers. I. To exercise.
I think it's important for teenagers to talk problems over with someone.
1B. Listen. Match the students with their ideas from 1A.
What's the matter, Peter? You look tired.
I am, May. Life's tough for teenagers sometimes, isn't it?
Well, yes. It's not as easy as before.
It's important to my parents that I do well at school, but it's so hard for me. I need to get a good report card so badly.
Well, I've learned that if you have a problem, it's important to talk it over with someone. What do you think, Ling?
Well, I think Peter needs to get enough sleep. For me, that's harder to do now in grade 9.
You're right. But I think it's more important for teenagers to work hard than to sleep more.
Do you? But what about friends?
Of course, friends are important to every teenager. But we need to balance our time between work and leisure. And another thing...
Hey, Mark, you sound like my father.
I do? Well, maybe that's because I have a close relationship with my parents. In fact, I think spending time with my parents is the most important thing.
1C. Pair work. Make conversations using the ideas in 1A.
Do you think it's important to exercise?
I guess so. How about you?
Yeah, I do. Exercising helps teenagers to stay healthy.
I think it's also important to spend time with friends.
Uh-huh. I agree.
2A. Listen to a class conversation. Choose the correct answer.
Good morning, class. Today we have Mr. Brown, the school advisor, to talk to us.
Good morning, everybody. First, I'm sure you often feel that adults don't care about your health and happiness, but I want to tell you that we do. So let's start with some questions, yes?
We are given a lot of homework, and so I need to study late every night to finish it. Is this good for me?
Well, not really. In order to be healthy, teenagers need to get enough sleep. Can you ask your teachers to help you with this problem?
I'm nearly 16. Do you think I'm too young to decide what to do in my free time?
That's another good question. I don't think you're too young to decide, but it's always better to talk things over with your parents. Let them know about your life. Share it with them more.
I need to do that. My parents say I'm too quiet at home.
Well, maybe they think you're unhappy.
One last question? Yes. Mr. Brown, my parents tell me it's dangerous to chat on the Internet, but do you think it's okay?
In order to be safe, you need to be very careful. There are many dangers, especially for teenagers. Choose carefully who you chat with on the Internet, and never agree to meet a stranger. It's just not safe enough these days.
Thank you. It seems that what is most important is for you all to believe that adults want to help you to live safely and happily. Thank you for coming, Mr. Brown.
2B. Listen again. Complete the sentences.
2C. Pair work. Talk about your own problems with your partner. Give advice to each other.
I need to help my parents with the housework, but I also have to study before my exams.
Maybe you could talk things over with your parents. It's important to explain that you're very busy right now.
Grammar focus. It's important to talk problems over with someone. It's important not to play computer games too much. In order to be healthy, teenagers need to get enough sleep. She is too young to make her own decisions. Tell them not to meet strangers.
3A. Read about two teenagers. List their good and bad habits in the chart below. Life can sometimes be difficult for teenagers. Most, however, get through their teenage years with the help of their families and friends. Du Fei and Wang Le are two typical teenagers.
Du Fei is 15 years old. Like many teenagers, he has a few habits that are not so good for him. For example, he listens to very loud music that is bad for his hearing. On the other hand, he doesn't eat many snacks. He prefers his mother's home cooking. But in school, he doesn't pay attention in class, and his parents always tell him to try harder. His parents and teachers want him to change his attitude and are happy to help him. They know it is never too late to change bad habits.
Wang Le wants to do things that most teenagers do. For her, it's important to have friends and to spend time with them. But perhaps she hangs out with them a little too much. Wang Le likes to eat junk food, and she would rather drink coffee and cola than water. Her parents have asked her to try to eat more healthily, but she doesn't like to. However, Wang Le's parents trust her because she tells them her problems. They know she always does her best at school, so they let her organize her own life. She is hardly ever stressed, and she laughs a lot.
3B. What suggestions do you have for Du Fei and Wang Le to have healthier lives? Give 3 suggestions for each. 4. Group work. Do you think these things are important? Discuss and complete the chart. Then add more things that are very important to all of you.